Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Why does God remove people from your life? Well, there are several reasons why. The first is what I would like to call addition by subtraction. There are instances where God has to remove someone from your life so that he can enlarge your territory. A story is told of a pastor who had been called to take over a small congregation. This was a church that had less than 100 members, but when he got there, he encountered great difficulty. A lot of people were difficult to work with. A lot of people were fighting him as he tried to do the work of God. And so this pastor and his wife prayed and fasted, asking the Lord for direction. Now the Lord opened his eyes and spoke to his heart, and it came to light that there was a lot of division in and among the members of this church. But there was a core group that stirred up a lot of the division in that church. Now the pastor worked hard, and through prayer, this group of about 20 members left one by one as they didn't agree with the changes that the pastor was enforcing. After that core group left, the congregation was even smaller. It nearly halved. But with those that remained, there was a sweet spirit that began to cover that church. Those that were left were united. They became a church that prayed together, a church that loved one another, but more importantly, they became a church that genuinely sought after the presence of God. Within a year, the church grew to from just about 50 members to over 300. That congregation continued to grow until they had over 1,000 members. Now, the lesson here is that some people had to go because they were hindering the work of God, and they had to leave. When it looked like the church was losing, it looked like the church was shrinking, but God was in fact working to uproot the weeds that were hindering his church. How about in our lives? Who are the people that God needs to subtract in your life so that he can enlarge your territory? Who are some of the people that are hindering God's work within your life? Who is it that's holding you back? Be careful that you are not holding on to people who God wants to subtract from your life. God can remove people from your life because he wants you to grow, because he wants you to flourish in him. Now, moving on, God can and often does remove people from our lives in order to fulfill his plan. When we give our lives to God, we are giving him permission to do his will in our lives. Therefore, anything or anyone that comes in the way of fulfilling God's plan in your life, he will remove. God can see down the corridors of time, but more accurately, God has already been to the end and the beginning and knows every single thing that's going to happen in your life. You see, whenever God has a plan, the devil works in the darkness trying to thwart it. Where there is Jesus Christ, the devil has the Antichrist or the spirit of Antichrist working. where God had a plan for mankind in the Garden of Eden, here came the serpent to work in opposition. So you see, at times, some people have to be removed from our lives because they are being used by the devil. But you see, God always...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Wins. God's will always prevail. So regardless of what the devil plots and plans, God's divine plan for our lives is what will prevail. The third reason why God may remove someone from your life is because that person or that relationship is a distraction. For someone who's in a toxic relationship, you'll find that they are so consumed by the drama in their life that they can't focus their energy anywhere else, let alone prayer. A toxic person in your life can also influence you to do evil. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." Bad company often brings trouble. So the Lord, in His wisdom, in His love and mercy, the Lord will remove someone that we might not even realize is dragging us down. Let's say you had a car and something wasn't quite right with it. You would take it to a mechanic so that he could look over it. Well, the Lord looks over us. The Lord looks over our lives and sees all of the problems that some people cause in our lives. The best remedy at times is for Him to remove them. All in all, we need to trust God. The Lord has a purpose for everything that happens in our lives, and for us as His children, we need to trust Him because He is in control and He knows what He is doing. He allows both good and bad things to take place for the fulfillment of His divine plan.
So, beloved, I want to stand with you today and tell you to keep the faith. Whether or not you're still waiting for your prayer request to be answered, keep the faith. If the people who are closest to you have left you feeling abandoned and alone, just keep the faith. Keep the faith that Jesus Christ will take the pain away. He will remove those feelings of loneliness. Jesus Christ is and will be all that you could ever need and more than you could ever want. If you feel like you're drowning under the weight of your sin, cry out to the Lord for deliverance and keep the faith that He will hear you. Understand that the Lord is merciful indeed. He is faithful and righteous, and I love that He is always good. He is always faithful. He understands our pain, and He wants to lift our burdens.
When I think of Jesus Christ walking on water, I get excited because logically, it doesn't make sense. Scientifically, it doesn't make sense. The Bible says in Matthew 14, verse 26 to 27, "But when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, 'It's a ghost.' And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Jesus walking on water is an act of defiance. It's him saying that the laws of nature apply to you as humans, but they don't apply to me as God. Jesus walking on water is him saying physics are a boundary for you, but the laws of physics don't apply to me. Gravity may limit you, but gravity has no impact on me. Saints, what I'm trying to tell you is that nothing is impossible for Jesus. Nothing is incurable for Jesus. Nothing is out of reach for Jesus. And I pray that this word would inspire you. When you're in the middle of a tough situation, it can be hard to see beyond the present. But I want to encourage you to step out in faith. Reach out for the hand of Jesus Christ, and he will deliver you. When you find that there is darkness all around you, and you find it difficult to smile, you find it difficult to be happy, reach out for the hand of the one who walks on water, and he will save you. And this message is for the ears of someone who really is going through difficult circumstances. Maybe you're in a dry season, and you find yourself on unstable ground. Well, saints, where we're limited, the Lord is limitless. Where we see challenges, the Lord sees opportunities. Opportunities for him to demonstrate his love for you. Opportunities for him to demonstrate his might and power to you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.